through some dark days. We seen some things change, and we shall overcome. It's been a long night. We need some morning light to get to the other side. We got to keep on fighting.
Good afternoon, good evening, or even good morning if you're catching this podcast on Uplifting Wednesdays. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth here at the iHeartRadio studio. And just want to say we're going to be blessed today with some music. We're going to uplift you. We're going to encourage you because that's what we do. And I know normally I have this together on Wednesday morning and have the system dropped for you. But on the podcast, but we had some difficulties with heavy rain, and it is still raining. We took a break today, and then here at the studio, it is raining like the old saying, cats and dogs. I'm not even used to it. You know, when was the last time that you turned your windshield wiper on? For me, it's been a long time, friends. Okay, so prayers are being answered. We're getting some rain. Yes, let's reshift that foundation on our homes. That way we don't have any foundational cracks. Texas is very known for the clay soil, bad soil. Okay, just bottom line. I'm a native Texan, and I can tell you. Okay, again, this is CA, on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network here up top the tower in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, late afternoon, doing our taping of the Uplifting Wednesdays for you guys to encourage you, to let you know, hey, it's going to be okay. It's midweek. Tomorrow's going to be Thursday. Then Friday, then Saturday, and then Sunday. It's kind of the way it kind of rolls, isn't it? This song, Show Up, Choose Love, was Toby Mac and John Redrick. Toby Mac is getting ready to release Life After Death on August the 21st. We're going to play the whole entire album in its entirety, okay? Since Toby gives that to me. So I just wanted to let you know that be keeping an eye out. I'll remind you. It's called Life After Death, okay? He dropped this song to me actually the other day. I'm just now getting a chance to, you know, play that for you guys. In fact, I got another one with him and Sheryl Crow. You already know this song. It's a collaboration of Promised Land, but we're going to play this next on Uplifting Wednesdays, okay? But before we do, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, gang, you can email me anytime, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, okay? Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button and subscribe to all my major networks. You ready? If you got an iPhone, Apple Podcasts. If you have an Android phone, Google Podcasts. You can download the app, Google Podcasts. Spotify, look me up, all of this, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Amazon Music, we're on there. And we're syndicated on our main network, the iHeartRadio Network, again. So, tell you what, let's just get some encouraging music. I got a couple of good ones. We're going to go ahead and play this Promised Land, and this is with Toby Mac and Sheryl Crow. Enjoy on this new Life After Death album that's going to be released August the 21st.
This clock, the hours roll, they never stop, and I can't ever seem to get ahead. Always trying to do what's right, straight and narrow's getting tight. Don't know how much longer I can stand, and I'm wondering, yeah, I'm wondering, where's my promised land? Yeah.
There we go. Raise a hallelujah. How about that? I'm going to do something a little special for you guys. We're doing Uplifting Wednesdays with CA here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. We lost a legend. Excuse me, it's raining and the allergies are really getting me. We lost a legend, didn't we? A very good actress. Olivia Newton-John. And if you were like me, you grew up loving her music. There's probably some songs that you were like, I don't know, CA, if I can agree with you on everything. Well, you don't have to. But in honor of Olivia Newton-John, you know, I had the opportunity, I just want to share real quick. I had the opportunity, friends. I sure did. I had the opportunity to be a friend of hers on her fan page. And she was very open and very honest. That woman had a very talented voice. And someone had emailed me and asked me, CA, will you play a couple of songs in love and memory for Olivia Newton-John? We're going to do this a little different. with Uplifting Wednesdays. I don't mind doing it. She was very talented. I told her, I said, I just want to tell you, Olivia, I love your music, the hearts that you touch. Your acting was awesome. And she fought the battle, as most of y'all know, with breast cancer. That, you know, I'm a very big-time supporter, if y'all don't know, on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show. Breast cancer awareness, you'll probably see me wear a lot of pink here pretty soon, and greens, that being mental health awareness, okay? But bless her heart, she fought the battle. 2 years ago, I connected with her. We had messaged each other quite a bit. And she was sharing her faith. So there's no doubt in my mind, I do believe that she is a believer. And she's up there in Glory Land. And, you know, once you're up there, you sure don't want to come back down here. But what a legend. So, Olivia Newton-John, rest in peace. We got two songs in loving memory for you. One of them's a Grease song. It's called Hopelessly, Devoted With You, and then Suddenly. So here we go.
Message in your eyes.
Make it seem so close to me.
Rest in peace, sweet Olivia. Beautiful lady she is, and beautiful lady she was. And I had to do it, guys. I was going to do a tribute yesterday. We dealt with some heavy rain at Face Studio One. Knocked our power out, knocked the internet out, and it didn't happen. But I made darn sure that on Uplifting Wednesdays, out of the norm, per special request by a couple people, to play Olivia Newton-John, at least two songs. I'll tell you, she's got some great music, beautiful voice. Her legacy will live on forever, and my thoughts and prayers for her husband. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a tribute, excuse me, you'll see a tribute that he had made for his wife and their beautiful daughter, too, as well. So, again, if you didn't know already, which I'm sure you already did know, Olivia Newton-John passed away from breast cancer at age 73. We're losing a lot of them. Okay, you know what? Mercy Me has got a new album coming out, too. Stay tuned for that. I don't have it yet. Bart's going to be sending it to me soon. But you know what? His son, Sam Wesley, is going to get married real soon. He's engaged, in fact. He's singing it with Dad. On Our Way, Mercy Me, enjoy, uplift yourself. Come on, you can do it. Thursdays are coming.
Can't believe we've come this far. It feels just like getting started. Somehow we're still running like those kids back then. Kids back then. Scrape some knees and falling down, but somehow we keep getting back up. Long as there is wonder, gonna keep running, yeah, we'll keep running. In the snowman, it's electric. Can you see it? Can you feel it? This dream inside is still alive today. Yeah, we're on our way.
Okay, that's right. Taryn Wells, he is never going to let you go. He's got you and he is holding on tight. Well, guys, welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays. This is CA on iHeartRadio here at Faith Studio One. Looks like the rain's finally letting down just a little bit. I wish it continued on, but it doesn't look like it's going to. We had some thunder boomers. You might have heard some during our broadcast on our podcast show. But it's a pleasant welcoming just to have that. Well, let's talk just a little bit on a song that I get another request for by Plum. And it's called God Help Me. Maybe you're going through situations, whether you're female or whether you're male. Maybe at times of finances, maybe at times of discouragement. You know, Lord, that individual is never going to come into my life. Maybe you're, let's just talk briefly about the single people out there or single parents. Don't get frustrated. A little word from the wise. Give it to God. In His timing, not your timing, in His timing, the right person will be there at the right time. And most likely, he or she will come when you least expect it. Okay? Or maybe you're married and you're not happy in your marriage. Well, what's the simple solution? You want a Christ-centered relationship? We all should want that, the ones that are married, right? So what you do is you take it to the table, talk to your spouse, whether it be male or female, husband and wife, and go see a professional counselor and get it resolved, okay? Thirdly, maybe you're going through grief. Maybe you've lost your husband. Maybe you lost your spouse. I've talked to a lot of men and a lot of women that have lost their husbands and their wives, and they're sad. And they're going through the grief process. Some are still going through the grief process after 3 years. It takes time. Some people heal quickly. Some may never really heal. But you pray for them and you keep them in your prayers as brothers and sisters in Christ. Now I hear the thunder outside Faith Studio One. Okay, so we still got the rain rolling. Come on, rain. So what do? You take it to the table to God. And maybe you're just confused about life. Hey, we all have our Job moments, you know that? I've been rereading and I reread different passages of Scripture. I go through Job moments in my life, and I'm sure you do too as well. But you know what? Job kept his faith. Oh, the devil did everything he was wanting to do to try to self-destruct. But who did he keep his eye on? God. Because he knew that God was right there with him. And he was going to continue to serve and be humble and obedient to the Lord. So just remember that during your dark days. All right, Uplifting Wednesdays. We're getting closer to closing this out, guys. Plum, God Help Me. Do not be discouraged. He is with you.
There's a rustling in my heart and my mind. A disturbance and a tension I cannot seem to drive. And if I'm honest, there's quite a bit of fear. To sit here in this silence and really hear you.
time he comes, he's going to come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And every eye shall see, and every knee shall bow. And the marketplaces in downtown Charlotte and Atlanta are all going to be empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are going to be silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives will cease their labors in our great courtrooms. No more debate, cause work on earth has been suspended as the king comes through the gate.
The king is coming. The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see.
Amen. What a way to close it out. The live version, The King is Coming. That's right, Bill Gaither and company. We play a lot of that here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, late afternoon edition. here at Faith Studio One in downtown Fort Worth, up top the tower, getting ready to saddle up and head out, but we need to pray. So let's pray. Let's all join together and let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over God and protect us, and may this music uplift a lot of us today as we get ready to venture in to Thursday and then Friday and then into the weekend. Lord, keep us ever so safe. Watch over God and protect us. And we give all this in your precious name. And all God's people said, amen. All right, this is CA on iHeartRadio. Y'all have a great day, and we will talk again soon. Bye for now.